Mike Tream of the Crawford Media Group. Today we're joined by Aaron Johnson. Aaron's got a fascinating history to share with us and some music that we want to tell you about. Aaron, thanks for taking the time with us.
Thank you for having me, Mike. It's a pleasure. I started working in music when I was very young, and I've grown up in the progressive rock industry.
Okay.
And did a lot of recording and played a lot of shows. And I retired from all of that in 1999. But the Lord called me back into service beginning of last year to do something that I had wanted to do for a long time, and I didn't know exactly what he had in mind in terms of what he was going to do with it. But when we all got together, we're all believers. We decided that we wanted to do an outreach effort. So the band that I'm talking about is a band called Voyager. We were very popular back in 1984 locally here in the Denver area. And we played a lot of shows and stuff, but we never did get around to recording an album, which was something I had always regretted not doing in my whole career. I'd done everything else I wanted to do except that. And finally the wife says, well, why don't you give them a call and see if they're available and do it? And so I called them up, and of course they were all very much excited about the idea. So we started working on the album last year in January, and we worked 19 months on it, and finished it up this July. And once it was done, we thought, well, what are we going to do with it in terms of outreach? Well, luckily, the Messianic congregation that I attend, they were very instrumental, pun intended, to help us get this thing off the ground.
Yes.
And then they really took the bull by the horns and started presenting ideas on how we could do the outreach. And the administrator there, her name is Linda Zims, was very, very instrumental in getting this thing going. So now we have this pretty aggressive outreach effort going on. And the way it works is at the website that we have, you can go and listen to the entire album. We are not interested in sales. We did make some CD copies for people that want to, you know, be the old-fashioned folks like myself.
Sure.
And have a CD to play. You know, they've got the media in their hand. But the main idea was to get it exposed. That's the impression I got from the Lord during our prayers that we would have, that he said, well, just get this stuff out to the world. So as soon as the songs would be done, we'd post them on the web, and they're on all the streaming services. So
okay.
We're
so
worldwide.
You posted as you went.
Yeah. And then once the album was completed, I posted the entire thing on our website. So you don't have to worry about buying the album. You can go to Spotify or any of the streaming stations and listen to it there, or in pieces. But if you want to hear the whole thing, it's one continuous piece of music for 55 minutes.
Okay.
You can go to the website and hear it there. And the idea is our audience is the young demographic that listens to rock and roll and, you know, fairly aggressive, progressive rock. And that's our audience that we're trying to reach out to. We've proven to be very popular already with folks in our age group because we grew up with this stuff.
Yeah.
But that is our target audience. And the idea is you hear this and you say, well, gee, I need to share this with this person over here or this person over here that doesn't know the Lord. You know, and just it's real easy. It's about probably the easiest way you can witness.
So an evangelizing tool through music.
That's exactly what it is. And we've got these little business cards. This was Linda's idea.
Okay.
And on the back, you can scan it, and it'll take you on your phone straight to the website.
And what is the website? Let's make sure
website
we say that a couple times.
The Voyager website, and it's tinyurl.com/AJPVoyager.
If they're searching on Spotify, would they search for Voyager, or what would be the best way?
They can type Voyager in there, and then after Voyager, type something, the word something, or you can type Jacobs.
Oh, so it pulls
out. Something, one of our songs would show up.
Okay.
Or another one would be Islands, and or Visitor, And it'll take you to those songs.
So Voyager something, that's an easy one for people to remember.
Right.
And of course, if you miss any of this, call the radio station, 303-481-1800, and we'll help you. We'll make sure you get connected.
Yeah, that's great. Another one is hyperfollow.com/AJP Voyager. And all the songs are listed there as well, and you can listen for free. We're not interested in making money. We're interested in getting the word out there. The songs are influenced by a wide variety of people, a wide variety of bands that I grew up with, everything from Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Good names.
And
yeah.
Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
Genesis, yes, to Kingston Trio and Neil Diamond. So there's a wide variety of music on the thing.
I want to hear some of that. I want to hear some Kingston Trio.
Yeah.
Influences.
Yeah. There's a song on there called They That Remain.
Okay.
And it's a song about what it might be like to live post-rapture on this earth.
Okay.
And that's the Kingston Trio tinged number. I remember seeing them play, and they'd have their bongos going in the background, Nick Reynolds on the bongos. And
some of that classic old music was so good.
So
and
good.
And listeners, you know, a lot of our listeners will resonate with that and say,
sure.
ELP, oh yeah, absolutely, you know,
right.
Or
absolutely.
Yes, or Genesis, or all those bands that you and I grew up with, and
right.
you were playing the music.
Yes, we played the music back then. When Voyager was together in 84, we played a lot of Rush.
Okay,
and,
makes sense.
Rush is one of my favorite bands, so we've got some Rush-tinged music that opens the album. But we also have three fully orchestrated tracks on the album. So if you like
very nice
orchestral music, you're mm-hmm. going to love this record. The subject matters, of course, are widely varied as well. And it's a journey. You listen to this album, it's not meant to put on the background and go off and do something. It demands your attention, like the old albums of the 70s used to
yes.
do. And you would sit there and listen to it. And this thing runs for 55 minutes nonstop. There's interludes between each of the songs, and it takes you on a journey. And by the time it's over, you've had an experience. Mm-hmm. And we've tested this on a lot of people, and it works very well. And that's the intent. And it's pretty exciting to see it going. You know, I've done this all my life. Then I quit it for 12 years. And then the congregation asked me to play electric guitar for them. And that's how I got up in all of this again.
Got back in it.
And now that I have the benefit of looking back on all of it, the Lord obviously had all this lined up for me.
Well, speaking of Aaron Johnson, we're talking about his band Voyager, and we'll help you get connected. If you have any questions, you can go on Spotify, look for Voyager, and then use the word Voyager something. Something's one of the songs, one of the tracks on the album. That's a great way to find him. If there are any other questions, just call us. 303-481-1800, and we'll get you connected. Aaron, all of the band members are believers.
Yes.
To me, that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what are the
We were believers
the odds
way
of that?
Back then.
Were you? Okay.
Yeah, we just
I didn't know that part of it.
We just weren't really practicing believers.
Got
it. We were all on the same page back
okay.
then. And of course, having grown up and matured in our music and everything, we thought, we need to do something that's going to be...
For the Lord.
You know, for the Lord.
Yeah.
And so we approached it with that attitude. We went into the songs and we changed some of the lyrics, updated them
mm-hmm.
To make them appropriate. And we've been labeled prophetic rock.
And yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that label.
Yeah.
So
it's a new term for me, but I like it.
Yeah.
And it fits our music perfectly. We're talking about things that are in the process of happening now or will happen. And we're definitely on that wavelength.
You know, this is progressive music without the acid. I like this
right. yeah.
a lot better.
Yeah, and, you know, it's how I grew up. It's what I know. It's what I do best. I've always loved good musicianship.
Yeah.
And, you yes. know, and so those are the kinds of people I listen to, and I emulated on this album. Our vocalist, she is a singer, songwriter. She's very good. She hails from the Philippines. And she has been the music director at Holy Ghost Catholic Church downtown
okay.
Denver for 20
okay.
years.
Okay.
So she knows what she's doing. She's a
yeah.
great singer, fantastic voice. And so that's one reason why I wanted to record this album.
What a fun project
yeah.
to have all these believers
right.
you know, committed, and you're doing work for Jesus, not work for You know?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, we're believers, but we're doing secular work. It's just not the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. And it's been a real joy this time around. I thought maybe, I don't want to get back into all this, but it's been a real joy to do it. Technology has come such a long way. I'm so used to going to the studio.
Yeah.
But this time, yes. The studio came to me. We recorded this in our theater in our home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a wonderful experience.
Today that can be done, correct?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
The
sound
technology.
On this is spectacular. I can assure you, if you take the time to sit down, listen to it, put on some headphones or play it over good speakers, this was engineered by a 3-time Grammy-nominated engineer. It is top-notch, and it's great sound all the way around.
You know, Aaron, I think so much of what you're talking about intrigued us, and that's why we're doing this interview,
yeah.
Because this is a little out of the normal for our interviews here on KLTT.
Yep.
You probably know that already.
Yep.
And we just thought, you know, this is something that we need to tackle and
we need to break out
talk
our,
to you about.
We need to break out of our comfort zone. You
yes.
know, people are very comfortable in their synagogue or congregation, and they need to think about doing that. And that's what this was all about. We thought
they probably looked at you and said, you're going to do what?
Right. Right.
Is there organ in this? And you probably said, well, yeah, there's a Hammond organ, but there's not other kinds of organ. Sorry, no church organ.
Luckily, Linda Zims, our administrator at Congregation Yeshua Tzion, I belong to a Messianic synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
She and I are both Gentiles, and we really believe in the Messianic movement. She jumped on board with this thing and has just been an inspiration in coming up with all the ideas of how we can reach out to people.
Wonderful.
And the idea is you share it with somebody. All you have to do is just hand them the card and say, go check this band out. You know, this guy plays at my synagogue. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like that.
They say synagogue. So they're probably thinking one thing, and then they hear this album, and you've got the QR code, so you make it really easy.
Right.
They hear this album, and they think, that is amazing, because this kind of music doesn't get produced a lot today. If it does, I'm not aware of. And it doesn't in a Christian forum ever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You guys are very unique.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's what Malou liked about the idea was I didn't specify us as, you know, Christian rock or anything when we went
sure.
to the streaming stations.
Right.
I just said, we're rock. You know, listen to it and
that's
awesome. You take it from there.
Non-believers, they're going to hear it, you know,
yeah.
just all sorts of opportunities.
Yeah. And Lord knows right now, in this day and age, with the world going down the toilet very quickly,
yes,
it's
sir.
Like, you know, there are a lot of, especially young people out there, looking for answers, and they're looking for something to relate to, and if they can find that in something like this, music that they can relate to, plus they get the message of the Lord as well and his gift of salvation. That is so
yes.
important.
Amen.
And
yes.
if all this trouble and all this expense and all this hassle, you know, saves one soul, it's worth it.
Yes.
It's absolutely worth it.
Yes.
And so that's why we had no compunction about it. And CYT, Congregation Yeshua Tzion, has been so supportive in all of this throughout the whole thing. And they are just wonderful. They loaned us a MIDI-capable keyboard, because all my keyboards are ancient and analog, we were able to communicate with Blair, our engineer's computer, to get all the orchestrations done.
Great.
And
yes.
we're talking an 80-piece orchestra here. This
yeah.
is a big, big yeah. sound.
I think people have to hear it. And before we run out of time, I want to make sure that they know you can go on Spotify, Voyager, and then
yes.
put in the word something. That way you can...
Yeah. Something or Jacob's Choice
Plenty
Visitor.
Of okay.
Yeah.
Or they can call us. You know, if you miss some of this information, just call Charlene at our front desk, 303-481-1800. Charlene she knocks herself out to get answers for listeners.
That's great.
Hey, Aaron, thanks so much for the time with us. Really a blessing to have
sure.
you here.
Thank you so much.